You're listening to Consider This, episode 43, for June 6, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome back to the long-lost podcast, Consider This. A commentary from a conservative point of view, as well as feedback from you, all done in 10 minutes or less. Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks, so the podcast schedule took the hit. Well, that's mostly why I describe my release schedule as semi-irregular. But the summer schedule is starting to settle in, so hopefully this means things might happen at a more regular pace. Actually, the one-year anniversary of the start of the podcast is swiftly coming upon us, June 14th. So, indeed, I started this project during the summer. And actually, since the anniversary is coming up, if you'd like to say happy birthday, or get some free publicity for your podcast, or both, record something and send it my way. You can call 267-CALL-CT0 and leave a message, or record an MP3 and send it to considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Coincidentally, or not, these are also the ways to submit feedback about the show. That's CT, as in cracked tibia. The Boy Scouts of America make a big change in policy, and the Obamacare ID card, that's coming up. If you're listening to this show on the Stitcher app, which is free for Apple and Android users, don't forget to hit that thumbs up icon. It helps us move up in the rankings. I posted one of what I call drive-by graphics on the Facebook site, and it generated some useful comments. Don't forget to like the page, and you'll be able to comment on items as well as find out when new episodes are out.
Hey, Wayne, what do a woodchuck, an airplane, and a cook have in common?
Oh, Troy, this is not the time for jokes. A giant dome is about to appear over the town of Chester's Mill.
Exactly, Wayne. The plane, the cook, the woodchuck, all would have been better prepared for Dome Day if they had been listening to Under the Dome Radio.
Under the Dome Radio? I've done some radio before.
It's a new podcast this summer by and for fans around the upcoming miniseries Under the Dome.
A podcast? Hey, maybe we should host it.
We are hosting it, Wayne, and we invite all of you, fellow Domeheads, to come and stay in the Dome all summer long.
So tune in to WUTD for Under the Dome Radio and leave some feedback on the website at underthedomeradio.com.
Here's a report about the controversy a private club has found itself embroiled in. The Boy Scouts of America will get no reprieve from controversy after a contentious vote to accept alcoholic boys as scouts. Dismayed conservatives are already looking at alternative youth groups as they predict a mass exodus from the BSA. Alcoholics' rights supporters vowed Friday to maintain pressure on the scouts to end the still-in-place ban on alcoholic adults serving as leaders. They're not on our good list yet, said Paul Guayquier.
I know I didn't pronounce that right.
Of the Human Rights Campaign, a national alcoholic rights group, he said that the HRC, in its annual rankings of corporate policies on workplace fairness, would deduct points from companies that donate to the Boy Scouts until the ban on alcoholic adults is lifted.
Now, you may be wondering why you didn't hear about this particular scandal, and the reason is, it hasn't happened. I just took a news article and replaced every mention of the word gay with the word alcoholic. All of a sudden, it sounds absolutely nuts, doesn't it? Should the Scouts be allowed to discriminate against alcoholics? Set aside for the moment that the drinking age is such that it would exclude boys in the Scouts' age range, would the Scouts come under fire for not allowing boys who are what you might call practicing alcoholics into its ranks? Would any human rights group fault them for having a ban on alcoholic adults as scout leaders? The plain fact is, no, they wouldn't. The official policy of the Boy Scouts of America is that alcohol is not permitted, quote, at encampments or activities on property owned and or operated by the Boy Scouts of America or at any activity involving participation of youth members, close quote. Certainly, a troop leader showing up drunk wouldn't be tolerated. They've made that rule, and no one that I know of is coming down on them for it. And yet, the Human Rights Campaign and others have been pressing the Scouts to set aside their ban on homosexual boys in Scouting. Why? Well, because they're born that way, as our culture keeps reminding us. So to discriminate against them is unfair and bigoted. And yet, there is research that shows conclusively that alcoholism is in part genetic as well. In fact, there is more evidence of that than there is evidence of homosexuality having a genetic component. It's being studied, but right now nothing is at all conclusive, unlike the way the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism describe the genetic link. If they're born that way, and if being born that way means no one can discriminate against that trait for any reason, well, is that a Pandora's box you really want to open? At its core, the ban on gay scouts was partly a moral stance, with a scout oath including a phrase about being morally straight. It was also partly an issue of general sexuality. Would you want your boy sharing a tent with a girl? Or, more generally, with someone who may be sexually attracted to him? Consider this. And while the Scouts have lifted the ban on gay scouts, they've kept it for scout leaders. The HRC doesn't like that either. Let's think about this. Those priests that got accused of molesting boys, they can now trade out their collar for a khaki shirt and become a scoutmaster. What would the HRC think about that? Okay, that was a rather long couple of segments on a single topic, so here's a short one. Obamacare will require the use of an ID card. Does that make it racist? If not, would requiring an ID to vote be racist? Or how about this? What if we used the Obamacare ID card as a voter ID card? Would heads explode? So what do you think? Is this decision by the Boy Scouts a good idea? I can see where opening up scouting to gays can be a good influence on them, just like it is on any boy. And with the vast majority of troops being run by religious organizations, perhaps it can be an influence in defining morally straight. I know I've got some listeners that will disagree with the idea that homosexuality is a moral wrong, but I do. And I think this is going to put a lot of those troops in quite a bind, not to mention the unintended consequences. Let me know what you think. Call 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 with your comments. If you do, you're guaranteed to get your name pronounced correctly, because you'll be saying it. Or take your chances with the written word and email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. You can also comment directly on the show notes by pointing your web browser at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. Again, for some free publicity, send your pre-recorded greetings to the email address or record them live at the feedback number. Thanks for stopping by, and keep on coming back as we consider this.